This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, with the concerning state news that was mentioned earlier today about the Coliseum on the Illinois State Fairgrounds, it seems fitting that we talk with someone who's directly involved with state legislation. Mark Gebhardt serves as the Executive Director of Governmental Affairs and Commodities for Illinois Farm Bureau, and I caught up with Mark at the Governmental Affairs and Leadership Conference last week. We not only discussed the Coliseum, but we also talked about working with the new General Assembly and key issues he and his staff will be focused on this year.
Well, thanks. It's busy, but that's a good thing. It's a busy time of the year, obviously, with the new administration in Washington, which is kind of every day is a different issue and a different agenda item. And then, of course, new General Assembly in the sense that we have some new folks in different chairs, if you will, some new committee chairmen. So everybody's getting acclimated. A lot of issues on our plate, both state and federal.
I know you have members of your team that work directly with the state legislators, and you mentioned the new General Assembly, and I know that you all find it very important to have good relationships with the legislators.
Absolutely. Relationships are really what make things work, if you will, especially here in Springfield, but even in Washington. So we spend a lot of time making sure that we have that relationship and that rapport with the elected officials. And one program for us that's been extremely beneficial over the years is our Adopt a Legislator program. And the reason I bring that up is, for example, the Senate Ag Committee this year, the new chairman is Napoleon Harris, a legislator from the south side of Chicago. We had Senator Cunningham last year, who was also from the urban area in Chicago. And both of those individuals are a part of the Adopt a Legislator program. And so they have been able to not only become familiar with us as an organization, but be able to get to a farm, kind of understand, you know, what we do, how we do it, and why we do it, and get that hands-on approach. So that program is extremely, extremely important for us to have that relationship with the members of the General Assembly from the Chicagoland area, because 75% of the General Assembly resides in that five-county area up around Chicago. So we are working very diligently, again, trying to kind of get acclimated with the folks that are new to the committee. In addition to a lot of bills that we have out here now, we've taken a position on about 300 bills that have been introduced in this session so far. So it will be a busy time.
You mentioned the Adopted Legislator program. I know that's pretty well received with the county farm bureaus that do work with those legislators. I've interviewed some from our area where the radio station is, and it's well received on both ends typically.
It really is, and I'm glad you mentioned both ends, because it really is a two-way street. Not only do we get those legislators into an adopted county and down on the farm, if you will, but those folks from that county go to the legislators' district, so they get a feel for, again, what's their home turf, what are their issues, how do they work with their constituents, what are their constituents' concerns when it comes to an urban area in the Chicagoland area. So it's really been, I think, one of the best things this organization ever did. It's just worked magnificently. In fact, we continue, once folks go into the program, they're always asking, you know, how, can I keep that county or can I stay a part of the program? Because they like it so much, and they build a rapport with those folks. We had one senator a couple of years ago that liked it so much, he brought two busloads of people from his constituents down to his adopted county in southern Illinois. I mean, that just speaks volumes. It wasn't just him and his staff. He brought two busloads of his constituents down so they could see it. So it just really has done marvelous things to build those relationships.
Well, it's really great to hear that it's alive and well, I guess I'd say. As far as the state issue side of things, what are the big hitters that you're going to be working on the most this year, or this spring even?
Well, without a doubt, the overarching issue is the state budget, or lack thereof. And unfortunately, the state continues to still struggle with these financial challenges and our fiscal condition. I applaud the Senate, who, as we speak today, is about to go back into session this afternoon to try and continue their discussions on what they've termed the grand bargain, which is a series of 12 bills designed to try and move the state budget forward, pass something out of the Senate, and move it over to the House for consideration, and then ultimately to the governor if both chambers were to agree. This is a work in progress. I don't want to lead anyone to believe that that we're anywhere near having a final deal or whatever you want to say. There's 12 bills that are part of this bargain piece of legislation. They passed 7 of those bills yesterday. They'll take up 5 more today. However, you still have a couple of the really difficult ones yet to go. Pension reform did not pass yesterday. It's still alive because they kind of withdrew it for further consideration to bring it back later. And then, of course, the revenue bill, you know, how you generate revenue to try and, again, get us out of this hole. So long way to go, but it's a step at least in the right direction that the Senate has moved. And I again, applaud Senator Cullerton, the Senate president, as well as Senator Redonio for trying to get it off center and get something out there. In addition to the state budget, the other thing we're watching very closely are a couple of shell bills regarding the Livestock Management Facilities Act, which is the act that governs the siting and the operation of our livestock facilities. There's nothing in these bills at this point in time. A shell bill, for the sake of the listeners, is just a bill that's kind of a marker, and it holds it out there for substantive language to be added at a later point in time. So we're talking with both the senators about what is it they are thinking about in terms of the language that would go into the bill. There is some activists and various groups out here that want to see some changes to the act. We have a lot of concern about the 6 or 7 points that they're talking about. They namely would like to see the counties have ultimate siting authority, so local control versus state control. We're very much opposed to that as an organization, because we feel it's important that it stays with the Department of Agriculture when it comes to the rules of how these facilities are not only sited but operated. And then in addition to that, just real quickly, property rights. A lot of utility projects, as you know, around the state, all throughout the state, whether that's pipelines, wind farms, solar farms, high voltage transmission lines, a whole host of things. So property rights is another big area for us.
Well, you're definitely going to be busy. It sounds like plenty of issues. One thing that comes to mind on the side of state issues is the state fairgrounds. And I know a lot is probably still undecided because we don't have a budget and that sort of thing. But where does that stand with, the state of the Coliseum? It's been condemned. And what's going to happen with this situation?
Yes, so unfortunately one of the victims, if you will, or one of kind of the tragedies of not having a state budget, not having dollars where we need to have dollars appropriated, are things like infrastructure on a state fairgrounds. And it isn't just this year. As you know and the listeners know, this has been a problem for a number of years. So as you mentioned, we have a Coliseum that's been deemed inoperable or not safe because of deterioration of the infrastructure. And that's just one of many, many issues out there on that state fairgrounds that needs attention. So there has been an attempt a couple of different times to try and get a foundation in place legislatively that could collect funds to deal with some of those infrastructure issues. That bill has not moved through the process. And so since it wasn't moving, basically what the governor and others did last fall was to put in place a private foundation that's completely separate from state government to try and raise money privately from agribusinesses, organizations such as ourselves and other commodity groups and so forth, to see if there can be some dollars again put towards the state fairgrounds, because it is an agricultural, obviously an agricultural venue for us to showcase our products, our youth programs, all the things that are part of that. That private foundation is operating. I actually have a meeting with some of the individuals next week that'll be trying to, again, get things started, if you will, and get some money collected. But it's very much in its infancy. So it is being looked at. It's being worked on. But, again, a work in progress.
I guess the final thing I wanted to mention to you and talk about is the news about WOTUS. Trump has basically said no, and as Illinois Farm Bureau would like to say, has ditched the rule. This is a big win for farmers in the state.
It's a huge win. We had, as you and the listeners know, we had a tremendous amount of concern about the proposed rule, which was the Waters of the United States, which basically would give the U.S. EPA jurisdiction over all waters, not just navigable waters. And that That was a big concern because we felt it went way beyond the intentions of Congress and the Clean Water Act. We felt this was a tremendous overstepping of U.S. EPA's authority. So we have fought that from the get-go, and we are extremely pleased with the fact that that executive order, again, as you said, ditched the rule and eliminated that rule. So I would just summarize kind of what's going on in Washington right now as we have some really good news scenarios like the one we just talked about with WOTUS. We have some other areas that are maybe a little more concerning, and that's trade. We're watching very closely to make sure that our trade agreements put in place or get put in place so that we can keep our agricultural products and exports moving. And then you have things like tax reform and infrastructure on a national level that are sort of yet to come. The president alluded to this last night in his address to the joint session of Congress. And this is going to be an issue that certainly has some tremendous opportunities for us. There's a lot of talk about the elimination of the inheritance tax, which has been a long-standing priority of ours, policy of ours. So there's a lot of good news scenarios in there, and there's some other issues that are yet to come. But we are busy out there in Washington as well.
Mark Gebhardt, Executive Director of Governmental Affairs for Illinois Farm Bureau. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.